past the hour.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last.
At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
TNT This Weekend, from executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, Into the West is all new. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West.
I'm free checking. Get my spending report. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank and a member FDIC.
J. Marvin in the morning.
Now's the time, now's the place.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The first hint came from President Bush. Now the leadership of the Republican Party is calling on the conservative wing to chill on its rhetoric that President Bush should promote one of their own to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. At the same time, the GOP is complaining about a series of attacks on U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who may be considered as a possible candidate. Report says Senate Republican aides placed a number of calls yesterday to encourage conservative groups to avoid emphasizing the searing cultural issues that social conservatives see at the heart of the court fight. Those include abortion, public support for religion, and same-sex marriage. The voting is all over in Singapore by members of the International Olympic Committee, and it looks like London wins. And the city of New York would have had a hard time trying to win support for the 2012 Olympic Games. Big Apple did not even make it past the second round. Deficiencies were cited, but observers believe the rejection did not necessarily mean that New York was out. Reports say several other leading contenders, including Paris, suffered rejection before doing what was required to improve its vote status before the IOC. But the final decision has been made in Singapore. London has been designated the host of the 2012 Summer Olympic Games. The U.S. government has decided to fine-tune its way of calculating terrorism around the world. From all indications, it appears the U.S. had been lowballing the figure in recent years with use of a more stringent definition. Both the U.S. State Department and the National Counterterrorism Center had tallied international terror attacks last year in 2004 at 651 with more than 9,000 victims. But a new database assembled by the National Counterterrorism Center has broadened its definition to include a number of instances of terror that were not included before. The revised figure for last year under the system has it at 3,192 attacks of terror. There's been no explanation for what led to the change in the definition of what the government perceives as terror. Counterterrorism Center Interim Director John Brennan cautioned that comparing the new tally with the old ones was like comparing apples to oranges because of the term change. A leading group of pediatricians says teenagers need access to birth control and emergency contraception, not the abstinence-only approach to sex education favored by religious groups and President George W. Bush. Recommendations are part of the American Academy of Pediatrics' updated teen pregnancy policy. Teaching abstinence, but not birth control, makes it more likely that once teenagers initiate sexual activity, they will have unsafe sex and contract sexually transmitted diseases, says Dr. Paige Hurtweck, a pediatric obstetrician-gynecologist at the University of Louisville, who provided advice on the...
When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button and OnStar advisors are ready to help. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Hey.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, things are starting to pick up a little bit on the highway. Southbound I-25 filling in around 84th Avenue. Then it opens up for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Now I-70 looks good in both directions. A little busy around I-270. In Highlands Ranch, C-470 is doing well. And around town, Foothills Parkway, Arapaho, and 28th all loaded up. And, well, not loaded up, but they're starting to fill in. And the turnpike is trouble-free both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, looking at the weather, mix of sun and clouds today with shower possible this afternoon and highs close to 90. Right now, it's 61 degrees. Reason to Village Inn for their new endless summer menu. Try the refreshing BLT chicken salad or turkey cob croissant sandwich. Hurry, this delicious summer menu won't last forever. Good food, good feelings, Village Inn. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
M760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, presents Jane Marvin, weekdays from 6 to 10.
We're hypocrites if we don't ourselves uphold human rights and civil liberties.
Al Franken, from 10 to 1.
No milk, no sugar, just truth.
Ed Schultz, 1 to...
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Want to learn more about yourself? Want more insight into the lives of others? Then call Psychic Source now, 800-270-0975. New members get 10 minutes of intuitive guidance for just $19.95. Call Psychic Source now, 800-270-0975. We have over 100 psychics available. 10 minutes is just $19.95 for first-time callers. Tarot, astrology, numerology, and other ancient arts can offer you the insights you want. Call Psychic Source now, 800-270-0975. Talk for 10 minutes for just $19.95. New members only. Learn what a psychic reading can do for you. You need the source, Psychic Source. We're here right now. 800-270-0975. 800-270-0975. For entertainment purposes only.
And your voice. We are Americans for Energy Independence. EI2025.org.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. High today, 89 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Quite different than what I faced yesterday, what Mary and I faced yesterday and the day before in Las Vegas, where it was 100. It was 107 degrees yesterday in Vegas. But it's good to be back. Thank you to Aaron Hart for sitting in for me this morning, yesterday morning, rather. I'm sorry. And I hope you had a good 4th of July weekend, too. 303-713-7600. Carl Rove. Did he leak Valerie Plame's name? Michael Isikoff of Newsweek magazine indicates or implies or says that he might have done it. This is from an article in Newsweek magazine. It says, talking about the whole issue with Matt Cooper of Time magazine and emails and computer notes that Time magazine decided to turn over. And as you know, that Cooper and the New York Times reporter Judith Miller, who is still refusing to testify, faces jail this week. It says, now the story is about to take another turn. I'm quoting Isikoff here. The emails surrendered by Time Incorporated, which are largely between Cooper and his editors, show that one of Cooper's sources was White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove. According to two lawyers who asked not to be identified because they are representing witnesses sympathetic to the White House, Cooper and a Time spokeswoman declined to comment. But in an interview with Newsweek, Rove's lawyer Robert Luskin confirmed that Rove had been interviewed by Cooper for the article. It is unclear, however, what passed between Cooper and Rove. So, did the very vicious Karl Rove leak Valerie Plame's name? Now, John Conyers has a letter that he drafted, and the Democrats are signing, and he has sent this to the White House. He says, we write an order to urge that you require your deputy chief, White House chief of staff, Karl Rove, to either come forward and immediately explain his role in the Valerie Plame matter or to resign from your administration. High-ranking members of your administration were involved in any effort to smear a private citizen or disseminate information regarding the CIA operative should be expected to meet a fair, higher standard of ethical behavior and forgiveness. Or, if I'm sorry, forthrightness. So was Karl Rove involved in this, yes or no? And should the White House have Rove explain exactly what his role was? As Conyers' letter asks that it be explained. 303-713-7600. You know, this all happened with the Isikoff thing and Newsweek and whatever while I was gone. And the two big stories that are out there floating around this morning are this and also Sandra Day O'Connor resigning from the Supreme Court, which, you know, happened on Friday. Before I left. And now, of course, the story going around is about how Bush is telling the ultra-conservative right-wing religious fanatics in the Republican Party to chill out and quit attacking Alberto Gonzalez, Bush's attorney general, because he may be one of the names up for the Supreme Court. And that they want their payoff now that the election has passed. But the other story is Karl Rove, and on one level it's circulating around on Newsweek and on Raw story, but on the other hand, it's not. I can't find it in the mainstream media other than Newsweek magazine. But my question about it is about Karl Rove. I mean, should Karl Rove either come forward and say what he did and what was discussed with Matt Cooper of Time magazine, or should Rove resign? Do you agree with John Conyers and the letter that Conyers put forward? And also, let's just talk about Rove's role in this thing. If indeed he was one of the leakers. We don't know that he was the primary leaker, but he was involved. And as you know, if you don't know, and maybe I should explain this, but if you don't know, Valerie Plame was married to Joseph Wilson, who was seeking to investigate a story about Iraq buying uranium from the African country of Niger. And Wilson said that the whole thing about Iraq buying uranium from Niger, which Bush had in his State of the Union address, I believe that was in 2002, that it turned out not to be true. And that, in conjunction with Wilson saying that it wasn't true, Valerie Plame's name was leaked. His wife's name was leaked by Robert Novak, who, you know, for me, I don't understand what deal Novak has struck here. And that he's left out of the equation, apparently. He struck some legal agreement, which he declines to talk about. Anyway, if you want to comment about Karl Rove, 303-713-7600. And should Rove, as John Conyers say, come forward and admit, or at least explain his role in the whole Valerie Plame situation, the whole Joseph Wilson-Valerie Plame situation, or should he not? Should he not have to explain? And should Judith Miller and Matt Cooper have to disclose their contacts, or should they be required to go to jail if they don't? Their sources, their unnamed sources. That's really the big story here this morning. Other than Sandra Day O'Connor and the GOP, George Bush urging the right wing of the GOP to cool it in attacking Alberto Gonzalez and trying to push for a Supreme Court justice to hinge on the hot button issues of abortion and other conservative types, extremely right wing type of hot button issues. And that Bush apparently wants to seek somebody who may be moderate. To try to avoid a fight over a nominee who is too extremely right-wing. But those are the two big stories happening here this morning about Karl Rove. If Karl Rove, should Karl Rove come forward and should he explain exactly what it is that he did? And if he doesn't want to explain, should he have to resign? How about if he did? How about if he did leak her name? Then he would be subject to prosecution. So do you think they're nervous at the White House this morning? Anyway, 303-713-7600. Of course, Bush is out of the country at the G8. But what about Karl Rove? What about the Michael Isikoff story? And do you believe that Karl Rove ought to come forward and not explain? And if he doesn't explain, he should get out. He should just flat out resign. As Conyers and the Democrats have hinted. Well, actually, hinted is not the right word. But have actually said in this letter to be signed by Democrats. It says, we write and urge you to require your Deputy Chief White House Chief of Staff, Karl Rove, to either come forward and immediately explain his role in the Valerie Plame matter or resign from your administration. High-ranking members of your administration who are involved in any effort to smear a private citizen or disseminate information regarding a CIA operative should expect it to be met to meet a high, far higher standard of ethical forthrightness. So, I guess I got the question out there for you about Karl Rove, and also if you just want to discuss the whole Valerie Plame matter, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tim in Aurora. Tim, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Tim. It's good to be back. What's going on?
No, nothing. This is another no-brainer.
You think Rove ought to come forward?
Well, he won't.
No, obviously.
I mean, they don't own up to anything. They don't provide any information on anything, so that's not going to happen. I mean, he'll skate through this just like, and I don't know where Bob Novak gets off here.
I don't understand Novak's role in this whole thing. I know that he named Valerie Plame, but why the hell is he facing jail?
I know, and I saw some stuff in print about him being approached about this, and he said, "I'm not going to jail." He said, "He's above this, I guess." Well, he's part of the hierarchy. I mean,
he struck some deal.
Sure, he did.
He struck some deal with Fitzgerald, the prosecutor.
That's not surprising, Jay.
So, I mean, that's what's protecting him.
These people have no accountability.
Well,
administration or their supporters.
Who knows if he turned rat, though? Who knows if he named names?
Well, I mean,
who knows what information he's given the federal prosecutors? I mean, who knows whether he rolled over or not? The honorable thing to do would not be to say anything, right?
This is Bob Novak, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
There's no honor involved here.
You're right about that.
Hey, can I relate a conversation I had to you?
Sure.
One of my neighbors deals in high finance. A lot of dealings in Europe, a lot of dealings with the movers and shakers in corporate America here, the powerful. And he said, and it was either late 98 or early 99, he was having a business meeting. And when their meeting was concluded, they started talking politics. And they were talking about the Republican nominee for 2000. And this guy just flat out stated it'll be George Bush. And my neighbor asked, what about John McCain? He said that it will not happen. He's too independent. And then you see what happened. They trashed McCain. All the bills have been passed for corporate America. I mean, I just found that kind of fascinating. And maybe our democracy is not so much of a democracy as we thought.
Well, yeah, but I knew it wasn't going to be McCain either. I mean, you could see that happening early on.
But
here's the thing about the GOP. I've said it many times on here before. The GOP is dominated by the radical right, and John McCain does not fit into that category. And anybody who does not fit into that category is not going to get their support and is therefore cannot win the nomination. Now, it's going to be interesting to see. We're getting off the subject of Karl Rove here. But what's going to be interesting to see is it's going to be interesting to see how the administration is going to get away with this of keeping the extreme right wing at bay when it comes to the Supreme Court nomination.
That will be interesting.
Because he's got to pay off in some way or another, right?
There have been conversations saying that they don't want somebody who, they actually don't want somebody who will overturn Roe v. Wade because he's a constant thorn.
They do not want to have this debate for a Supreme Court justice on the hot button issues. They've already said that, and it's in the New York Times this morning. It's all over the internet that that the Bush administration is telling the extreme right wing of the GOP to chill out and to calm down, because they don't want the radical right to be involved, and they don't want to pay off to them. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Tim, thank you, man. Appreciate your call.
Have a good day.
All right. 303-713-7600. Let's talk about Karl Rove. And should Rove come forward? And if he doesn't come forward, should he be forced to resign? Yes or no? 303-713-7600. And fill me in, man. Maybe I missed something about this Rove situation when I was gone, because I purposely did not watch the news or listen at all for 3 days. So, what I see this morning...
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
If you're in the market for furniture and thought you couldn't afford fine leather furniture, think again. There's a brand new store in Denver called Furnico. They sell top-of-the-line leather at a fraction of the cost. How about a three-piece set, sofa, loveseat, and chair for just $11.98? In fact, the most you'll pay for a three-piece top-grain leather set, just $22.98. You can't get one leather piece at other stores for that little. At Furnico, you get the whole living room set. The prices are so low because they design and build the furniture themselves at Furnico. That way, they cut out the numerous middlemen. And with their grand opening going on right now, when you buy a three-piece set, they'll throw in an ottoman for free. Along with top-of-the-line furniture, they also sell top-quality pool tables for a fraction of the price. Furnico, they're off Arapahoe Road on South Revere. You'll absolutely love them. Call ahead for directions, 720-221-3765. That's 720-221-3765. Or online at furnicohome.com.
Mercury, lead, phosphorus are just some of the hazardous materials found in computers and electronics. Improper disposal can be
$100. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000. Or put $100 down, and they'll put $100 down, it's like having $200 down. Or put $5,000 down, and they'll match it all the way up to $1,500. So $1,500 and $1,500 is $3, and it's like having $3,000. That's basically how it works. Rocky's Autos. All you got to do is drive in and say hello to the fine folks who work there, and check out their great selection. And it's all in one convenient location, the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rocky's Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982, and their hours, Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Now's the time to get the Harley-Davidson you've been dreaming of. Freedom Harley-Davidson is having an end-of-the-model-year blowout sale on all remaining 05s in stock. Freedom Harley-Davidson is now open 6 days a week and is offering zero down on most models with approved credit. Plus, stop by now and register to win free summer concert tickets. Freedom Harley-Davidson on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Check freedomh-d.com for more information. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. Get to Denver's premier dealership, Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Year's program, including Denver's very own Blue Knights. Tickets available at Ticketmaster or call 303-424-6396.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 89 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here, and Karl Rove, born under a bad sign, right? Karl Rove, who Michael Isikoff of Newsweek says is one of the people, and Karl Rove's lawyer confirms this, is one of the people that Matt Cooper, Time Magazine, talked to about the whole Joseph Wilson Niger story. And should Karl Rove come forward and explain just exactly his role in this situation? And if he doesn't, should he be forced to resign? This is what John Conyers, who's the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, is calling on Bush's advisor Karl Rove to explain his role in the outing of a CIA agent or resign from his office. And do you agree with that? I don't know how anybody can disagree with that. I think Rome needs to explain what the hell went on here. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeff and Greeley. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Welcome back. Good to have
Thank
back.
You. Thank you.
Hey, question. If Karl Rove and Bush, the administration, unnaturally accepts a resignation from him, how would that? Who would they replace him with, and how would that start a trickle down effect, possibly towards dismantling this?
You know, I don't know who they would replace him with, and I don't know what would happen out of that. That's something I can't answer. The only thing I would say is. If there's more than one source involved in this outing of the CIA agent, Valerie Plame, if Rove is not the only source, if there are others in the White House, it could make things pretty rough for the president, because who knows who leaked that information. And I got a feeling that Rove knows who did it, if he didn't do it himself.
Well, good. I've got my fingers crossed for the trickle-down to start happening.
You know, I mean, would this spread and be as big as Watergate? No, I don't think so. But I think it would definitely cause the president some embarrassment and some pain. And Karl Rove is a very, 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 very nasty guy.
So evil man.
Well, sure. He who lives by the sword dies by the sword. So it'd be interesting to see Karl Rove have to, fall on his own sword in order to save Bush's presidency from disgrace and scandal.
Yes, good. Well, that's all I needed and wanted to know and get your opinion on.
All right, you got it, Jeff. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Jake.
All right, 303-713-7600. And if anybody else wants to discuss this whole situation with Karl Rove, and wouldn't it be great to see Rove get into trouble, especially after that nasty speech he made about liberals, say claiming we didn't get it when it comes to 9/11. And to see this guy in trouble because he leaked Valerie Plame's name or had a hand in it. And, you know, the way Isikoff writes the story, Rove isn't the only principal person. He hits there's other people involved. The way the story is written. Although Isikoff calls it the Rove factor. It says, Time magazine talked to Bush's guru for the Plame story. Its legal appeals exhausted, Time magazine agreed last week to turn over reporter Matthew Cooper's emails and computer notes to a special prosecutor investigating the leak of an undercover CIA agent's identity. The case has been the subject of press controversy for 2 years, saying we're not above the law. Time Incorporated editor-in-chief Norman Perlstein decided to comply with a grand jury subpoena to turn over documents related to the leak. But Cooper and a New York Times reporter Judith Miller is still refusing to testify, and both of them faced jail this week. At issue is the story of the CIA-sponsored trip taken by former ambassador and White House critic Joseph Wilson to investigate reports that Iraq was seeking to buy uranium from the African country of Niger. Some government officials have noted to Time in interviews that Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame, is a CIA official who monitors the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, said Cooper in a July 3rd Time Online article. Now the story is about to take another turn. The emails surrendered by Time Incorporated, which are largely between Cooper and his editors, show that one of Cooper's sources was White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove. According to two lawyers who asked not to be identified because they are representing witnesses sympathetic to the White House, Cooper and Time Magazine spokeswoman declined to comment. But in an interview with Newsweek, Rove's lawyer, Robert Luskin, confirmed that Rove had been interviewed by Cooper for the article. It is unclear, however, what passed between Cooper and Rove. And so my question to you is, if it turns out that this is true, that Karl Rove did have a hand in leaking of Valerie Plame's name, should he have to resign? Or if he refuses to come forward, as John Conyers is talking about, should he get out of office? 303-713-7600, should he be forced to resign his position if he doesn't come forward? And I can't believe that the phones are absolutely blank this morning on this. I thought I'd get more calls on this. I thought most of you would be hungry for Rove's blood. I certainly am. I admit it up front. I would love to see Rove have to resign. Or I'd love to have to see him come forward and have to explain his role. And exactly what he did and did not say. This is a guy who's been asking for it in the worst terms. And how refreshing to see that he might just get it. This guy is Bush's chief right-hand man, his chief advisor. And this also, you know, begs something else. If Roe knew, did Bush know? And did Bush know that people within the White House leaked Valerie Plame's name? How much did Bush know? When did he know it, and how much did he know? Because this is striking awfully close to the top of the food chain here in the White House. 303-713-7600, your speculations here about Karl Rove, and should he come forward and explain and or resign, as John Conyers is asking him to do. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll talk about Sandra Day O'Connor resigning and what may happen there. It's 6:29, 29 minutes after 6 a.m. 760 Boulders. Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Sunglasses are the big issue so far this morning, so you want to grab your sunglasses. Now, stop on I-25, loaded up from 104th down to the Turnpike, then again from Alameda to Broadway. And we're bunching up a little bit on I-70 near I-270. And Aurora, stop on 225, filling in around Parker Road. And if you're headed out to DIA, looks like we have a crash working E-470 at 104th. Now, around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all loading up. And Denverbound on the Turnpike. Watch for brake lights from Federal over to Pecos. Now, taking a look at the weather. Mix of sun and clouds today. Maybe a shower this afternoon with highs close to 90. Right now, it's 62 degrees. Reason to Village Inn for their new endless summer menu. Try the refreshing BLT chicken salad or turkey cob croissant sandwich.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
your house by tonight if you live in the metro area. It's spelled Fruhoff's, pronounced Freehoff's. They're at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. That's Freehoff's.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Playing fewer commercials than ever. And to celebrate, we're getting you a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. All you have to do is sign up at am760.net, then listen for your name.
Hi, this is Don Salberg from Aurora. I heard my name on the radio and I won $1,000.
Get more details at am760.net. Fewer commercials and a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday from AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 633. I'll actually make it to 634. 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 89, under a mostly sunny skies. Talking about Karl Rove being one of the sources, possibly. Well, he is one of the sources of the leaking of Valerie Plame's name. And whether you agree with John Conyers that Rove ought to come forward and explain himself or resign. And I got two lines open. Boy, the calls are slow this morning. Where is everybody? 303-713-7600. And the 4th of July is over with. This is the kind of phone action you expect on a holiday. Am I right, Mr. Turk? But it's slow this morning. So I got two more lines that I need to fill up. Maybe we should just sit here until I get them full. Are they ringing, Turk? Not yet. Oh, my goodness. What went on here yesterday? Where did everybody go? Maybe they're all on vacation. All right, let's go to Jeremy in Denver. Jeremy, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing, man?
Jeremy, I'm okay, man. What's up?
Man, this is a perfect opportunity for Democrats to not only get these guys in their place, but, you know, this is impeachment material. This isn't just an opportunity for Rove to explain himself, not like he ever would, but this is treason. And, you know, this is sick. This is what you've been talking about all along. You know, when Clinton lied, nobody died.
Right.
And this is just another opportunity where these sickos, you know, put lives in danger. And this is not patriotic. This is un-American. And for anyone to support these, you know, this administration is sick. And if Rove knew, you definitely know that Bush.
Well, of course, if Rove knew, you got to know that Bush knew. And did Bush approve of this? And if he did approve of it, what's the penalty for approving it?
Exactly. You know, just like if I commit a crime and you know about it and you don't report it, isn't that a crime as well?
Amen, brother. Oh yeah.
I just can't believe this. This is an opportunity, like I said, for Democrats to prove that they are no longer the whipping boys, and we're going to stand up and we're not going to take it anymore.
I agree 100%. And you know something? If Rove knew, and if Rove talked, you got to know that Bush knew, and Bush either turned a blind eye to it. Now, see, that'd be the next thing I'd want to know. I'd want to know, since Robert Luskin, Rove's attorney, has admitted that Rove talked to Matthew Cooper of Time magazine, now wouldn't you like to know what George W. Bush knew about it?
Oh, absolutely. And the whole world needs to know. The whole world, I think, would like to know. Except for those that want to just continue to stick their heads in the sand.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Thanks, Jeremy.
All right, you rock, man. Take care.
Take care. You know what? And Jeremy's right about this, too. By the way, giving a CIA operative's name is, by the way, is a felony. So how about being complicit in that? Let's go to Tom in Cheyenne. Tom, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Listening to Jeremy there, he mentioned the word nobody seems to mention a lot. What about treason? Is this not treason, and should not Karl Rove be locked up?
Well, I think Karl Rove...
He's never going to do that.
I think Karl Rove, if it turns out that Karl Rove was one of the chief sources of Matthew Cooper's article, he faces prosecution.
He should face prosecution. So far, nobody in that whole crowd's faced prosecution over nothing. I mean, we're sitting out here depending on our Justice Department stuff to do their jobs, and they're over here so scared to death they're not going to touch them. And Karl Rove is orchestrating the whole thing.
I'll tell you something. Patrick Fitzgerald, who is the one who's looking into this, was the federal prosecutor in Illinois and in Chicago. And he, this guy is kind of like a pit bull. Once he gets a hold of something, he never lets go. So I don't think he's going to let Rover and these other people off the hook that easily.
Well, I'm sure I'm cheering for him because I'd like to see somebody do something.
Yep, I agree 100%. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
All right, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Mick, what do you think?
Well, what I think is, Jay, that this is certainly not going to be a Watergate. This is going to be really a tough one to crack for three reasons. The big reasons are is that these guys will do anything and everything to keep the light of day from shining on them. You know, they buy people off, or they will take you and they will intimidate you or try to destroy you personally, like what they did to, you know, Joe Wilson. And, yeah, I was watching some of the, you know, Meet the Press and everything, and the media is still kind of like, you know, yeah, well, we've heard all this before, but we don't see anything, you know, there that, that's a, you know, a smoking gun or anything that, you know, you should have hearings, and they're pounding at that, you know. This is supposed to be the liberal media, you know, that goes after.
Yeah, right. You're right. And the majority of the media is kind of ignoring the story about Karl Rove being involved. The only person that's on it, really, is Michael Isikoff of Newsweek.
That's exactly correct. I was going to mention that Michael Isikoff's the only one that's making any noise, and they're trying to marginalize him in any way that they can. And he's, you know, I think he's putting up a great fight. But the third thing is, Jay, is that, you know, the American public is basically still trying to rub the sleep out of their eyes. And, you know, everyone thinks that this Republican administration, you know, is the way to go for, you know, generations to come.
But you know something, Mick? You know something, though, Mick? What Jeremy was bringing up is true. Robert Luskin, Karl Rove's attorney, says that Rove did talk to Matthew Cooper. Now, if it turns out, and now we don't know what was passed between them, but if it turns out that Rove leaked this, or anybody else in the White House that leaked it, and there's been a bunch of other names that have been named. Scooter Libby is one, the assistant to Vice President Dick Cheney. If it goes as high as Karl Rove, then Bush had to know. And if Bush had to know, did he turn a blind eye to breaking the law?
Absolutely, Jay. And, you know, and that's the thing that, you know, to me, it, here's the comment, Joe Scarborough. He said, even if we don't find anything, which I really strongly believe we won't, okay, so have an investigation. You know, have an investigation and let the Democrats go out and show that they will go ahead and try to hamstring this administration, I'm paraphrasing, on what we need to do, the job that we have ahead, you know, Iraq for the next 12 years, because that was right on the comments of Rumsfeld last week saying that. That's the kind of attitude that, you know, the supposed mainstream media has, and they're drilling it into, you know, to people that are just not caring. Well, we're just going to live our lives. Well, the day will come when, you know, either there's a knock on the door or whatever, and you'll find out what life will be like, you know, with this 50-year plan that Rove has, that he wants to change the face of America. So, Jay, you know, hey, you got to pound away, you and the, you know, the emerging liberal.
I think
media.
All of us should ask, if Rove knew, what did Bush know?
Absolutely. Call your congressman. That's the, you know, call your congressman. Call your senator. Say, you just can't sit back and let, nature run its course. You can't. You know, these guys have blood and dirt on their hands, and it's got to come to the light of day.
I agree, Mick. Thanks, man.
I'll let you go, man.
You got it.
Okay.
All right, 303-713-7600. Does anybody else agree with me that if Rove knew, and if Rove is a primary leaker, and then Rove should come forward now and explain what he knew and what he said to Matthew Cooper, and should it, as John Conyers is asking, if Rove comes forward, and if it turns out that Rove was passing the information, or anybody else high up in the White House, obviously, what, George W. Bush didn't know, doesn't know what's going on in his own White House? I find that kind of weird. 6:43, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Hello?
This is Anderson. This is the collections department.
Oh, hi. Listen, I'm sorry I haven't made my payment yet. I'll get it in as soon as I can.
Mrs. Anderson, I've noticed that you've only been paying the minimum balance.
Is that a problem?
Well, no, but lately your payments have been arriving later and later, and now you haven't been sending any at all.
Oh, some things have come up, and...
Maybe you should call InCharge Debt Solutions. They're a nonprofit company that can help you get debt-free. They work with creditors every day, so they'll stop the collection calls. Then they'll help lower your interest rates and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment.
That sounds pretty good.
InCharge will even show you how to stay debt-free, so you can worry about more important things.
So I won't have to hear from guys like you anymore?
Yeah, something like that.
For a free guide to managing your debt, call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-800-778-1617. That's 1-800-778-1617. 1-800-778-1617.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork, and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out shastasdoghouse.com.
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialist when it comes to providing affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own. You started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631 for affordable health insurance. Call 800-816-3631. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Association membership requirements vary by state, not available in all states.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-774-1071. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to dry mouth, food allergies, diabetes, or tonsils, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-774-1071. That's 1-800-774-1071.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. Tax Loopholes of the Rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes, so call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
$26, network and golf with AM760 and new BCI, Tuesday, July 12th. Go to am760.net for more information.
AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, playing fewer commercials than ever and keeping you up to date with current events, including the progress of President George Bush. So without further delay, the progress of the President of the United States. And
I am good. I can't tell you how shocked I was to hear Rove implicated. I had no idea. I mean, I would never have expected that from this Christian values people. What values exactly are these? I don't remember Jesus saying, "Blessed are the sleaze makers." this is just—it's incredible. Of course, I think most people pretty much figured it was Rove.
I'm not so sure that most people did figure that. I mean, there was a lot of talk that it was Scooter Libby, who is Dick Cheney's advisor or helper or second in command in the vice president's office.
Well, regardless of who it was that actually told somebody, it was part of the architect's plan, you know. It came from Rove. No matter who was the one that actually leaked the name, it was ordered by Rove, obviously. I mean, nothing goes on there without him orchestrating it.
Well, if Rove knew, then what about Bush? Did Bush know Rove was involved?
Frankly, I think Bush is so dense, I'm not sure he knows anything. But, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, if he knew...
I know. And like I said, and these are the people that keep pounding
us. Is this an impeachable offense?
Absolutely. I want to see all of these guys in prison. And quite frankly, these are the guys that one of their Christian values is the death penalty, and I believe that still applies for treason.
Well, I don't know if you could get them on treason, but I think you could get them on certainly on a first-class felony.
Well, let's face it, all liberals are treasonous, apparently, so this is certainly more dangerous than anything we do. I think we ought to have Ann Coulter as the prosecutor because... she, you know, everything to her is over the top.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But anyway, I am sure Rove is involved from the very highest level, and you know, absolutely Bush knew about it. That's why he stutters and stammers and doesn't testify under oath.
Yeah, maybe it's about time we got him under oath and ask him what he does or doesn't
definitely
know.
Definitely. Now, I believe under oath is a Christian value.
Yeah, I think so too. Thank you, Vince.
You betcha.
Appreciate it.
I know.
Yeah, it is interesting that if it turns out that Karl Rove is a leaker, as Mike Lissikoff in Newsweek is saying, that Rove talked to Matthew Cooper of Time Magazine, wouldn't the next thing you'd ask if you're the federal prosecutor, well, wait a minute, what did George Bush know about all of this? Did he know anything about it? And was he complicit in this leaking of Valerie Plame's name? I mean, could you imagine that? Could you imagine how would Bush answer to that? Now, Bob Novak has made some special arrangement with the special prosecutor, Robert Novak. So he's the one who actually named Valerie Plame in print, but somehow he's gotten out of getting in any kind of trouble. But if it turns out that Karl Rove was a leaker, as Isikoff says that that Rove's attorney says that Rove talked to Matthew Cooper of Time Magazine, if it turns out, then you got to ask the question, what did George W. Bush know? And I think that John Conyers, who is on the head of the Democratic head of the House Judiciary Committee, is right, that Rove ought to come forward and ought to explain this totally. And so what his involvement was in this thing. And I think you and I have a right to know. And Robert Luskin confirmed that Rove had been interviewed by Cooper for the article in Time magazine, on Time's website. Thing is, nobody knows what passed between Cooper and Rove. So we don't know what Rove said. And Cooper's being quiet about it. You know, the other side of this, too, is if a law is broken, should reporters be required to name names and to cite their sources? Or should they have the traditional right of not having to cite an unnamed source if a felony is committed? Yeah, that's something else worth thinking about. Because I'm not so sure I agree with Time Magazine's idea to go along with this whole thing with Fitzgerald. Let's go to Michael in Arvada. Michael, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
You know, there is a body of questions that have accumulated over the last, 5 years or so. Rove is the tip of the iceberg at this point. There's the whole thing of Jeff, which is Gannon. You know,
yeah, that was the Jeff Gannon thing was never fully explained either.
No, I mean, here's a basically a male prostitute who has full access to the White House, has been found to have spent nights at the White House without any explanation of what he's doing there.
Yep.
There's what were the boys at Enron talking about Cheney with way back when on the energy policy?
That also was never explained.
No, and of course the Downing Street memo, which of course I have to be honest, way back in 2000 when Bush was running, I thought, if he gets in, it's a matter of time before we go to Iraq. I mean, I have to admit there was some common knowledge that this is something he wanted. But the Downing Street memo just gives documentation to that agenda. And it just, but there's, like I said, there's a body of questions that's been accumulating. It's like it's a snowball effect. And yet the media, it's just seeming to let almost all of this slide.
Well, the only media that seems to be looking into it is Time Magazine. As far as the whole Valerie Plame issue goes, well, Newsweek seems to be the only organization that's talking about the whole Valerie Plame situation. It doesn't seem to show up anyplace else in the media. That's number one. And then the other things that you bring up, there's no discussion of those things at all.
Well, how many millions of dollars did Ken Starr spend looking into Whitewater and finally coming up with nothing more than a blue stained dress to hang Clinton on the rack for? And we've got half a dozen at least of these questions, all of them actually very vital questions about policy and about national security and about governmental agenda.
Right.
And where is the special prosecutor? Where is the effort being made to get to the bottom of any of this?
I think those are all very, very valid questions. I mean, and who knows how far Fitzgerald will go in this whole matter. But if it turns out that Rove is the primary source, I keep saying over and over again, I've said over and over again this hour, if it turns out that Rove is the primary source, then you know something, Bush knew what was going on.
Well,
Rove and Bush are too close. Bush knew what was going on, and so therefore, was Bush complacent in the committing of a felony?
Well, it comes down to either Bush knew what was going on, or the other alternative is he lets Rove do what he will. In which case, you could say Bush is criminally negligent in terms of overseeing what is done in his name.
Yeah, but Michael, do you really believe that he wouldn't know?
He could decide that. You know, I mean, he could somehow in his mind say, "Don't tell me what you don't tell me I don't know." I mean, I wouldn't put that past him, but
he knew. Well, these guys are too close, man. This guy's been with him ever since he ran for governor. He would have to know.
Well, one would think so. And again, that just begs the question, though, is, you know, any one of these issues that I've just listed here would have been under the Clinton administration and with the Republican Congress, they would have been hollering. Well, they did. They got Ken Starr to go after. You know, they never did prove anything with Whitewater. They proved with Whitewater is that
they went on a political witch hunt, basically.
They did.
And you know something? It's the whole thing was disgusting. Hey, Michael, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to John Nichols, Washington correspondent for The Nation magazine, on Sandra Day O'Connor's resignation and what may happen with the Bush administration telling the conservatives, the social conservatives, to cool it this morning. We'll continue here on AM 760 Boulders.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil. Synthetic oils, custom wheels, and diesel vehicles extra. Most vehicles available at participating Colorado Front Range locations only. Expires September 4th.
Ed Schultz is going to tell it like it is. And now he has more time to do the telling. Fewer commercials means more talk on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is AM. This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. President Bush is getting ready to join other world leaders of the Group of Eight Summit in Glen Eagles, Scotland today. Get-together has already gotten underway even though Bush has not arrived. Reports on the scene say the usual protest activities centered around the summit are also underway, with police making scores of arrests this day alone. Thousands are awaiting the arrival of President Bush. They will not be there to greet him for his 59th birthday. They're on hand to protest his call for the war in Iraq and his controversial position on the issue of global warming. Summit will be focused on aid for Africa and the issue of climate change. On the latter, Bush continues to arouse the ire of environmentalists worldwide for refusing to ratify the Kyoto Protocol on carbon dioxide emissions and the greenhouse effect. Any speculation that the Bush administration would soften its stance on the issue has been doused after a spokeswoman for the White House made clear that Bush's climate policy of 2001 has not changed. International Olympic Committee has decided that London should be the site of the 2012 Olympic Summer Games. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg was pressing for the Big Apple, but lost its bid in the second round of voting. City spent an estimated $35 million to promote the idea. Mayor elicited all sorts of support from President Bush, U.S. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, former boxing champ Muhammad Ali, and former boxing champ and Olympic winner Sugar Ray Leonard. Despite this, the mayor accepted his fate and praised London and his success in winning the Olympic Games. Many have complained about the way the U.S. government did the math on what it perceived as terrorist attacks. After months of criticism, it seems the administration has acceded to change by broadening the terminology on what is a terrorist attack. New database assembled at the National Counterterrorism Center has concluded that there were 3,192 terrorist attacks in 2004. That figure is in sharp contrast to the 651 attacks cited several times last year and even as late as April of 2005. No explanation has been given for the definition change. An interim director of the center says there's no comparison between the new figures and the old ones. And a leading group of pediatricians says teenagers need access to birth control and emergency contraception, not the abstinence-only approach to sex education favored by religious groups and President Bush. Recommendations are part of the American Academy of Pediatrics' updated teen pregnancy policy. Teaching abstinence but not birth control makes it more likely that once teenagers initiate sexual activity, they'll have unsafe sex and contract sexually transmitted diseases. You're listening to AIR, America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button and OnStar advisors are ready to help. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we aren't seeing too many big problems for your ride. Just sunglasses. You want to grab your sunglasses this morning. Now, we're loaded up south on I-25 from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. Eastbound I-70 slows from I-25 over to York. And in Aurora, southbound 225. You're seeing brake lights from Colfax to Mississippi and again from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Now, around town, we're crowded on the diagonal and Highway 93. And Denver bound on the Turnpike, it's slow from Federal to Pecos. Looking at the weather, mix of sun and clouds today, maybe a shower this afternoon with highs close to 90, right now at 65 degrees. Centennial Leasing and Sales, auto brokers for over 20 years, will help you buy or lease any new or used vehicle. Just tell them what you want and they'll find it. Call or visit Centennial Leasing and Sales today at 303-233-CARS or at CentennialCars.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Justice O'Connor was a mainstream conservative.
Sandra Day O'Connor is out. Who will move in? What will this mean for the Supreme Court? Will Bush try to lean the high court to the right? If so, what can the Democrats do about it?
And the American people will insist that we oppose that nominee.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-771-1868. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-771-1868. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-771-1868.
At Rockies, you'll find just about any make and model you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Go to RockiesAutos.com, get pre-qualified for your car loan, and then take advantage of the matching down incentive up to $1,500. So if you put down $1,000, they'll put down $1,000, and you got $2,000 down. If you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 down. And that's how the matching down incentive works. Rockies Autos also will show you Carfax, everything you need to know about who owned the car, what was done to it, if anything, and you can find out the whole history of the automobile you're looking at buying. Many dealers either charge for this or don't show it to you at all, but at Rockies Autos, you get it free of charge. Rockies Autos with their new summer hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north.
Your voice. We are Americans for Energy Independence. EI2025.org.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Let's talk to John Nichols, Washington correspondent for The Nation magazine. We'll talk to him about Sandra Day O'Connor and also the Karl Rove situation. And John, good morning and welcome to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay. I remember you from Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, you're absolutely right. It's me.
You were the best guy in Chicago. I'm sorry to lose you from the Midwest.
Oh, well, you know, I've had to come west, had to come home. But let's talk a little bit about Sandra Day O'Connor. Let's talk a little bit about what this White House intends to do. Now, there's a story this morning in the New York Times that the White House is basically telling social conservatives to chill out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, look, this is one of the complex realities of the Bush family, and it's lost on a lot of progressives because we see Bush for what he is. He's been a horrible president who led us into an illegal and immoral war and gave money away to the rich, did everything, you know, that any sensible person doesn't like. But what we lose sight of is the fact that social conservatives still don't trust this guy because they don't trust his family. His father snuck David Souter by him, and Souter's turned out to be one of the best Supreme Court justices in recent memory. And so the social conservatives really, really do fear that the one place where Bush will, to use a French term, screw him over is on the Supreme Court appointment. And they're putting intense pressure on the administration to pick a hard right, extreme justice. Bush is feeling, and Bush and his aides are feeling very, very pressured on this. They want flexibility. They are their poll ratings are incredibly low. They don't want a bloody fight in the Senate. And so it's a real sparring match. And the interesting thing is Bush's problem at this point is not the left. It's the right.
How big of a problem is this?
It's a very serious problem because...
Because the reason I ask you is, all right, suppose he goes and appoints a moderate or appoints somebody in the role of
a real moderate. It'll be, suppose he goes and appoints somebody who lives in the real world.
Yeah, all right. Or somebody who could act as a swing vote, let's say.
Right, right.
What is the social right wing? What do they do about it? What can they do? They can't recall the guy. They're stuck.
Jay, you're a very wise man because you put your finger right on it. Whoever Bush picks, unless it is, some genuine liberal, most of the people are going to get in line because they know that if they don't, and if by some chance, say, Bush were to lose a nominee on a left-right vote, let's say 25 right-wing social conservative senators vote with 26 Democrats and knock this guy out because they don't like him from the left and right, then Bush is going to be in an even weaker position. He'll be like Nixon back in the early 70s with Carswell and Haynesworth. So most social conservatives will get on board for whoever Bush picks. So the dynamic is that right now is when the fight is going on. They are flexing their muscles. They're trying to scare and push Bush as far to the right as they can get him. They do not like Alberto Gonzalez, and frankly, for some good reasons. Gonzalez has a horrible record on foreign policy, particularly torture. But when he was on the Texas Supreme Court, he was, in many ways, a Sandra Day O'Connor swing vote, particularly moderate on some choice issues, and the social conservatives are terrified that he's going to be the nominee.
Yeah, didn't he write the opinion on some case that granted an abortion without parental consent?
What he did was he objected to Priscilla Owen, who is now a circuit court judge, but he objected to a fellow Texas Supreme Court justice named Priscilla Owen, who was constantly denying young women their legal right to an abortion on a parental notification issue. And she was overruling judges. The law said that a young woman who wanted an abortion and felt she would be abused by her parents could go to a judge and get permission to have the abortion. Priscilla Owen kept trying to block those rulings. And finally, after a number of cases, Alberto Gonzalez said, this is judicial activism of the worst kind. This is wrong. It is illegal. And he really took her to task on that issue.
So that was one of the issues. Now, I can't remember the other issue. There's another issue, too.
He was relative moderate on environmental issues.
That's it. Yeah, that was the other thing.
Yeah. He allowed communities to hold businesses to account. Again, this was a fight with Priscilla Owen. She, in 69 or 70 cases involving business, she never sided with the individual or the community ever. On a number of cases, Gonzalez took her to task and did side with individuals and communities.
So who's on the moderate shortlist? Do you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a number. You see, this is a complex thing because moderate and conservative in Supreme Court picks takes a very different, it becomes a different model than you see in other places. Sometimes a person can be an economic moderate and a social conservative, or a social moderate and economic conservative, and all these factors come into play. The hardest line conservative is this Judge Luttig, who is a real, real hard right winger. And then there's, of course, Judge Brown, this woman from California, who's very, very hard right wing.
Yeah, Janice Rogers Brown.
Yeah, and people are really pushing those two, the hard right is. On the moderate bench, there's a whole bunch of folks, and it's an interesting bunch, which might even include, and I'm not telling you this for sure, because, I mean, there's a million names in the mix, but some people even bring up Orrin Hatch, because, weirdly enough, while a lot of progressives see Orrin Hatch as a right-winger, he's worked very well with Teddy Kennedy on the Judiciary Committee. He's supported stem cell research and things of that nature. And, frankly, if Bush were to nominate Orrin Hatch, Hatch would be approved almost instantaneously. And so this is the dynamic. If Bush picks the right moderate, be it a political person like a senator or a judge with a good moderate record, he'll get immediate approval from the U.S. Senate, and he'll have a real win. He'll look strong on something. On the other hand, if he picks like a Luttig or a Brown, he's going to have a huge fight on his hands, and that fight will further damage him. Remember, his approval ratings right now are below those of Nixon during Watergate. he doesn't feel real strong.
Whoa, man! But if a fight ensues, what's the likelihood that we get a filibuster?
Well, filibuster is not beyond the realm of possibility. You have in the Senate right now, if the issue is choice, if it clearly comes down to someone being nominated who could potentially overturn Roe v. Wade, you have the potential of a strong Democratic vote. Remember, even some of your more conservative Democrats, somebody like a Joe Lieberman, are very, very pro-choice. And then, remember, you've got six or seven Republicans, people like Arlen Specter and Lincoln Chafee, Olympia Snow, and others who are very pro-choice. And so you've got a big pool of folks who could back a filibuster. The Democrats could actually do that. Or, potentially, if it's a really bad nominee, they might even be able to beat it on a straight up or down vote. Remember, when Robert Bork was beaten back in the 1980s, the Republicans controlled the Senate. You had 6 years of Republican control there.
Right.
And so it is not beyond the realm of possibility for even in a Republican-controlled Senate, to beat one of these nominees. This is the thing people need to remember. Supreme Court nominations are one of the few points where U.S. senators get serious and where they also listen very closely to public pressure. That's why all the groups are gearing up so passionately for this. I think it's an absolutely fascinating moment in our history, and it's one where progressives ought not get scared or back off. Remember, when George Washington was president, his nominee for Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Rutledge, was voted down by the Senate. If we can vote the father of our country's choice down, we can certainly vote George Bush's down.
Oh, good points. All right, 7:15, 15 minutes after 7, we're on the line with John Nichols. John, can you hang on, because I want to talk to you about Karl Rove. Can you give us some more time?
Nothing I'd rather talk to you about than Karl Rove.
All right, let's talk about Karl Rove. All right, to John Nichols, who is Washington correspondent for The Nation magazine. We've been talking to him about Sandra Day O'Connor's resignation and replacement, and we'll talk to him about Karl Rove, Michael Isikoff, Newsweek, and who was the leaker, coming up here on AM.
Get in now for Christie Sports' store-wide grand opening sale celebrating their newest store now open at Flatiron Crossing. The sale runs now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their Homecrest Palm Bay patio sets. Plus huge savings on their cast wicker and teak furniture from Casual Classics. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Want to learn more about yourself? Want more insight into the lives of others? Then call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. New members get 10 minutes of intuitive guidance for just $19.95. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. We have over 100 psychics available. 10 minutes is just $19.95 for first-time callers. Tarot, astrology, numerology, and other ancient arts can offer you the insights you want. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. Talk for 10 minutes for just $19.95. New members only. Learn what a psychic reading can do for you. You need the source, Psychic Source. We're here right now. 800-270-0975. 800-270-0975. For entertainment purposes only.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
Department or visit fightthebitecolorado.com. A message from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Thicken it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 719, 19 minutes after 7. High today, 89 degrees, about a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but that's mainly after 3 o'clock this afternoon. On the line will be John Nichols, Washington correspondent for The Nation magazine. All right, John, we've talked about Sandra Day O'Connor's replacement. Now let's talk about Karl Rove and this whole thing with Michael Isikoff, who claims that Rove was one of the people who leaked information about... Valerie Plame, Joseph Wilson's wife.
Right, and this is a really big deal because, remember, it is a felony to intentionally leak the name of a CIA agent who might potentially be in danger. That law goes back to the days in the 70s and early 80s when CIA bureau chiefs were being targeted by terrorists for assassination, and just putting their name forward could lead to their killing. And also compromising U.S. security both at home and abroad. So it's a big deal. This is major stuff. And what we know is that, of course, Valerie Plame, the wife of Joe Wilson, the former ambassador, was outed by someone as retribution against Wilson for revealing that the president had faked up the case for war in Iraq. So that's the background on it. Now we've been looking for more than a year to figure out who that person is. And the prosecutor, who's actually a pretty good guy, Fitzgerald, is you know, fighting very hard to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, he's a very tough guy.
He is. He's a Republican. He's the brother of a former Republican senator. But everybody agrees that, you know, he's serious about this stuff. And so what we're at now is kind of focusing in on the final stages of the deal. And here's the complicated thing. A lot of people don't understand why Robert Novak, the person who actually wrote...
Yeah, I don't get this. How did he get off the hook?
Well, here's the intriguing thing. If you've looked at the denials by Karl Rove's attorney so far, they say Karl Rove has never knowingly revealed the name of a CIA agent or revealed the name of Joe Wilson's wife, something like that. Key word there is knowingly. Under the law, you have to intentionally reveal it. And so I think what's going on here is that Novak, who has cooperated at least to some extent with Fitzgerald, has convinced Fitzgerald that he's not sure whether Rove knew what he was doing when he, you know,
out. Do you buy that?
No, I don't, because I think Rove's one of the smartest, schemiest guys around. But remember, we're talking about the law here, not about what you and I believe. And so Fitzgerald's looking for a conviction, or he's looking for something serious. And I think what's going on here with the pressing Judith Miller and Matt Cooper from Time Magazine, Judith Miller from the New York Times, is Fitzgerald's trying to get to the bottom, trying to get real evidence that it was an intentional act by Rove or someone else in the administration. That's a very hard thing to prove in court. And so I think that's where we're at right now. And I think that Rove's defense, and remember, an awful lot of fingers are starting to point at Rove. I think his defense is, yeah, he gave the name, but he didn't knowingly reveal it with the intent of, you know, outing a CIA agent. He did it to punish Wilson. This is complex stuff, but it's getting really interesting.
Man. How in the world would you get around that, though, not knowingly? He would claim, for instance, that how could he have done this?
You have to reveal
and not knowingly.
Well, here's the deal: you have to reveal an agent who is in a potentially dangerous situation. Valerie Plame has worked overseas, but she's also worked at Langley, the CIA headquarters. If she was sitting in an office at Langley, she was not potentially in that dangerous situation. The law, I've read the law. It's a complex law. It's got a lot of kind of loopholes. And I think what's going on right now is that Rove and his crew are looking for loopholes. And what's fascinating to me and what's really significant is that this administration was peddling information to discredit Joe Wilson back in July of 2003 after Wilson revealed that Bush had sort of faked up the argument that Saddam had nuclear, or was looking for nuclear weapons. This is the big deal. This is the kind of forest for the trees thing. Whether Karl Rove gets convicted or not, although certainly I can think of no one better to have a cell at Leavenworth, if he gets convicted or not, what we really want to know is how this administration punishes those who speak out, the whistleblowers, the truth tellers. We know that they're very rough. But what we want to do is get as much information as we can about it. What's going to ultimately be revealed, and I guarantee you this, is that if this investigation goes where it should, we will find out that George Bush is closer to Richard Nixon than to any other president since his style.
Thank you. You know something? I was saying this morning before you came on in the 6 to 7 o'clock hour that if Rove is the principal leaker,
yes,
then Bush knew.
Well, and also,
Bush was in a position to know what the hell was going on. And then it's Richard Nixon all over again.
Jay, Bush very probably knew. But I can tell you somebody who absolutely knew.
Who?
And that is Rove's closest conspirator, the man he meets with on an almost daily basis to plan that confluence of politics and policy, Dick Cheney. And I guarantee you that that's where this thing really gets interesting, because it is true that George Bush is a hands-off president on a lot of things. I'm not telling you that Bush didn't know. I think that possibility very much.
I mean, Rove is close to both those guys,
right.
Is he not?
He is. But what I'm telling you is, if you want to look at two schemers, the kind of guys who would sit down at a breakfast table and say, "Let's go get this Joe Wilson. Let's you know really tear him apart." It's Rove and Cheney. And don't underestimate the significance of tying this thing to Cheney. If we tie it to Bush, fantastic. Important. It's a revelation that I think matters a great deal. But Cheney is the guy who really has been at the center of almost every sort of dark calculation of this administration. And there's nothing wrong with starting there.
And would that also drag in this guy Scooter Libby?
Well, Scooter Libby has said very bluntly that he did not reveal it, and also the prosecutor has indicated that there's some belief that that's the case. Now, here's where things get complicated, however. If Scooter Libby's saying he didn't reveal it, that doesn't mean that Cheney didn't. You know, we've always looked at Scooter Libby as a way to get to Cheney.
Right.
One of the things that people don't recognize is that Cheney and Rove are incredibly close. I mean, people think that Rove is just the Bush guy. But the fact is, Cheney is the policy commander-in-chief of this country, not Bush. Bush, certainly, and not saying he's a stupid guy who doesn't pay attention to anything. He's present. But it is Cheney who gets into the nuts and bolts, the real details of stuff. And so when you look at the workings of this White House, I think that what's really fascinating here is that when we begin to shine the light on Rove, we may get to Bush, but we could also get to Cheney. And both of those avenues matter a great deal, because we have a lot of this presidency left. We're only in the first months of a second term.
That's true.
And we should not be casual about, you know, and I say this not as a liberal or conservative or anything like that. We should not be casual about getting to the bottom of the Nixonian punishing, the illegality, the going after people, all of those aspects of the administration. Because the sooner sooner we reveal that, the sooner we shine the light of day on those vampires up in the White House, the sooner we begin to protect the nation from some incredibly nefarious activities.
Do you think it'll get that far?
I hope so. I'm, you know, it's not often I roll my dice on a Republican prosecutor, but I can tell you that Bush is in a weakened position. Remember, his poll ratings are very low. There are half the people in the Senate are running for president, and some of the Republicans there are looking for their avenue to begin to distinguish themselves as statesmen. And so we begin to have the possibility of something serious happening. Remember, presidents are always strong in their first term, weak in their second term.
Right.
The question is, how weak can this president be made by the revelation of his or his vice president or his aide's wrongdoing?
But you know,
it's good for the country.
Here's something though that what John? What about the fact? And it's 7:28, 28 minutes after seven, and we're talking to John Nichols of Nation Magazine. This president, with both houses dominated by Republicans, can guys like John Conyers get anything going?
Well, it's very, very hard. And look, the punishment of John Conyers, who is, you will recall, the senior, really senior member of the House at this
yes.
point. He came in there in 1964 in Great Britain. He would be called the father of the House. He would be given great honors and respect. In the United States, he is forced to hold hearings in the basement. You know, I mean,
I know.
There's a disrespect that is very troubling, and remember, John Conyers is the senior African American in the House as well, and I think it's deeply troubling the signal that's being sent to the treatment of him. So, that said, can he get anywhere? Here's where we have the real disconnect from where we were in the 1960s, the 1970s. Remember, it was a Democratic-controlled Senate that exposed Lyndon Johnson's wrongdoing in Vietnam, William
right.
Fulbright holding the hearings. So you can go across party, you can go within a party, you can go across party lines. These are not impossibilities even today. But what is the problem today is our media. We used to have a media that really called members of Congress on the carpet when they did irresponsible things. Today, by and large, apart from Air America and a few other vehicles, we have a media that practices stenography to power. And when James Sensenbrenner, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, refused to allow John Conyers to have a hearing room to hold his hearing on the Downing Street memo and all the revelations about British concerns about fixing intelligence by the Bush administration, instead of saying this is wrong, John Conyers should be able to hold that hearing, the Washington Post sent a reporter, Dana Milbank, to make fun of Conyers. They ran a story that ridiculed Conyers and those at the hearing, even though the Times of London, you know, all the British media, BBC, everybody else in the world treats this Downing Street memo very seriously. We had our newspaper of record in Washington, D.C., making fun of the American congressman who tried to expose it.
Boy, that's not
that
good.
That undermines the process.
All right. John, you know what? Thank you for a fascinating half hour, and hope to, as this continues to unfold, hope to have you back again.
Jay, I'm honored to be on with you. And I got to tell you, my aunt, who's 92, lives in Wheaton, Illinois, was deeply troubled when you left Chicago.
Well, I had to get out of there for my sanity.
I understand, brother, and I think the people of Boulder and Denver are lucky to have you.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Talk to you again soon.
Okay, brother.
All right, thank you. Here's John Nichols, Washington correspondent for Nation Magazine, talking about what I was talking about between the, but I never threw Cheney in there, talking about the, what we were talking about between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour about this whole thing with Karl Rove being the chief leaker on Valerie Plame's story. 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8 a.m. 760 Boulders. Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing a busy ride this morning and seeing some trouble southbound I-25. Loaded up from 104th into downtown, then we're jamming from Park Avenue. That's because of a semi and a car tangled up near 6th Avenue. Now, the three left lanes are blocked, so only the right lane is getting by with that one. Eastbound I-70 now slow from I-25 over to York in Aurora. Southbound 225, we're seeing brake lights from Colfax to Mississippi and again from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And around town, we're busy on the Dagnall and Highway 93 and Denverbound on the Turnpike. Slow from Federal to Pecos. Now, taking a look at the weather, mix of sun and clouds today, maybe a shower this afternoon with highs close to 90. Right now, we're at 65 degrees. It's time to apply Revive to your lawn. Revive moves water deeper into the soil down to the roots, eliminating runoff and evaporation. Revive is Colorado's favorite.
If you're in the market for furniture and thought you couldn't afford fine leather furniture, think again. There's a brand new store in Denver called Furnico. They sell top-of-the-line leather at a fraction of the cost. How about a three-piece set, sofa, loveseat, and chair for just $11.98? In fact, the most you'll pay for a three-piece top-grain leather set, just $22.98. You can't get one leather piece at other stores for that little. At Furnico, you get the whole living room set. The prices are so low because they design and build the furniture themselves at Furnico. That way, they cut out the numerous middlemen. And with their grand opening going on right now, when you buy a three-piece set, they'll throw in an ottoman for free. Along with top-of-the-line furniture, they also sell top-quality pool tables for a fraction of the price. Furnico, they're off Arapahoe Road on South Revere. You'll absolutely love them. Call ahead for directions, 720-221-3765. That's 720-221-3765 or online at furnicohome.com.
Now's the time to get the Harley-Davidson you've been dreaming of. Freedom Harley-Davidson is having an end-of-the-model year blowout sale on all remaining 05s in stock. Freedom Harley-Davidson is now open 6 days a week and is offering zero down on most models with approved credit. Plus, stop by now and register to win free summer concert tickets. Freedom Harley-Davidson on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Check freedomhd.com for more information. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. Get to Denver's premier dealership, Freedom Harley-Davidson.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
As low as 6.9%. Leave everything else behind. Promotion ends 7-15-05. See dealer for complete offer details. Restrictions and fees may apply.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents Jay Marvin. Weekdays from 6 to 10.
We're hypocrites if we don't ourselves uphold human rights and civil liberties.
Al Franken from 10 to 1.
No milk, no sugar, just truth.
Schultz, 1 to 4.
Lots on the table, and most of it is important and fun stuff.
Randy Rhodes, 4 to 8.
I don't know when being called white became an insult in this country. God damn it, Howard Dean got to stop it.
Phil Hendry, 8 to 11, and more. The Other Side has their radio station.
Now we do too.
AM 760.
Good morning, 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 89, under mostly sunny skies. We do have a slight chance of some showers and thunderstorms. This hour's $1,000 name is Dana Wright of Aurora. Cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. All right, if you want to talk about Karl Rove, if you want to talk about the whole Joseph Wilson fiasco, the Valerie Plame Joseph Wilson fiasco, or about Sandra Day O'Connor in the Supreme Court, 303-713-7600. And I got a couple of lines open. And I didn't even consider Karl Rove leading to Dick Cheney. I always consider Karl Rove leading to George W. Bush when it comes to the whole Joseph Wilson, Valerie Plame situation. And how about the president? How about George W. Bush tells the GOP conservatives, those on the hard right in the GOP, to cool it when it comes to the rhetoric about a Supreme Court nominee? Front page of the New York Times this morning. The White House and Senate Republicans and the leadership are pushing back against pressure from their conservative allies about the coming Supreme Court nomination, urging them to stop attacking Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez as a potential nominee and to tone down their talk of a culture war. In a series of conference calls on Tuesday, and over the last several days, Republican Senate aides encouraged conservative groups to avoid emphasizing the searing cultural issues that social conservatives see at the heart of the court fight. Subjects like abortion, public support for religion, and same-sex marriage. What, you know, if Bush decides to step on the ultra-right, the religious right, and buck them, what can they do about it? He's already in office. All right, let's go to the phones. 303-713-7600. You can talk about either of those two things. Let's go to Jeff in Arvada. Jeff, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jerry. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good for a first day back.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
I had a good time. Mary and I went to Las Vegas and just kind of hung loose. How was your 4th of July?
It's good, good. Just had family.
All right, well, what's up, man?
I listened to that last interview guest, and I noted some things throughout it, and a lot of it was disturbing to me because there seems to be an ingrained, deep-seated hope that there's something there, that you guys feel there's something there, and you're going to get it, and it's going to get Cheney, and it's going to get Rove, and it's going to get Bush.
You betcha it's a deep-seated hope.
Nixon.
Yeah, I agree. It is a deep-seated hope.
I don't know. I remember back during the Clinton administration, there were obviously people on the right who did that. You know, it was about getting Clinton. And I remember how concerned the left was at the time that, you know, that this shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be just because they're in the other party or just because we don't agree with their policy that we can't get them at the ballot box. We're now going to go after them with impeachment.
Well, it's always that way. I mean, that's the way life works. It works that way with anything. And I remember there were some people, too, on the left who were angry at Clinton for the whole Monica Lewinsky incident. I was one of them. Who was angry at him for lying. I can't speak for anybody else for perjuring him. I don't think that was just, you know, I think it was a very stupid, damaging thing to do. But in this case, you know, if Karl Rove is the chief leaker of this story, then obviously George W. Bush or Dick Cheney or both had to know something about it.
Well, you got a lot of ifs there. And if some memo comes out that was on Rove's desk that said, we have this CIA agent, happens to be this guy we don't like's wife, let's out her, then I'll call up and I'll call for his resignation. But I don't think you're going to find that. I think you're going to find a lot of innuendo and suggestions.
Well, we'll see.
Dejected former administration officials.
We'll see. I can tell you one thing about Fitzgerald, because he was involved in investigating organized crime in Chicago when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a Republican, but he's a very, very tough, principled, honest guy. So if he finds something, then there'll definitely be something there worth finding.
And I'm not gonna play games with it if they do find it. I mean, if Rove has to, it's not gonna stop at Rove, obviously. If anybody in Bush's administration is in trouble for anything, you and people on the left are gonna call for Bush's head for it. It isn't gonna be
absolutely.
It isn't gonna be a Bush fires Rove or Rove resigns. It's gonna be note from Rove to Bush. Anything to get Bush doesn't
matter
for the next 3 years.
I agree 100%.
Okay. The thing I want to
people on the right are exactly the same way. So you know what? I mean, that's the way the politics happens in this country. And you know, I'll tell you something else too. Just like the general manager of this radio station is responsible for my actions,
right?
The president of the United States is responsible for the actions of those under him.
Sure, but he wouldn't be fired. You would be.
If
you did something on the air,
depends on what I did. Depends on what I did, and depends on how bad.
I think ultimately it would come down, unless he was in on it.
No, not necessarily. I have worked in radio stations, and I can give you examples in this business where people have done things, and both the management and the talent have been fired.
Well, the other thing I want to call up, I've read the Downing Street memo. Actually, I've posted it on my website. I've read it a bunch of times. I've studied it.
Have you read all of them?
Yes.
Okay.
But the two issues I want to take, I don't want to get sidetracked on this, two issues I want to take with the one that you guys have posted on your main page. Number one, it's not just the phrase fixing intelligence. That got really shortened down. That whole paragraph doesn't quite say that. It says fixing the facts and the intelligence and the facts around the policy.
Right.
The word facts is always dropped. I noticed that. The other thing I notice is that what's ignored is that in this meeting that this memo is based on, whatever was going on, whatever transpired, whatever all these people talked about who were there, they assumed WMD to be used on day one. All of those people assumed it. So that to me negates this, they made WMD up. Because they, in that meeting, assumed, what do we do if he uses them on day one? They're all sitting there assuming he's going to. Don't you read that way?
No, I don't. And
how can you read it any other way?
Because I don't. I don't, and I would have to respectfully disagree with you. Jeff, thank you. I appreciate your time. All right, let's go to Mike in Arvada. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay, and a pleasure to have you back.
Thanks.
What an incredible guest you just had, and his ability to focus in on those other possibilities, and that is tying it to Dick Cheney.
Mm.
I don't mean to patronize. I very seldom disagree with the points that you bring out. And I'm not necessarily disagreeing. I do believe, though, it's entirely possible that Bush did not know what Rove may have leaked. I believe that our president is not that intelligent. He has surrounded himself with people that are of high disdain, in my opinion, and it would not be beyond possibility that the two, Cheney and Rove, came up with this without Bush knowing. That's entirely possible, and I think that the focus of the investigation hopefully will bring that out. Your last caller, respectfully, I feel is one that objects to Democrats fighting the same way that Republicans do.
Exactly.
And I think it's time that Democrats quit talking and just being upset about issues, but take the same tactics that the Republicans have for many, many years, become passionate about an issue, write to their senators, to their congressperson, and demand, not ask, but demand that these investigations go forward, that the John Conyers issue go forward. I must say that I am active. I do write to Senator Salazar, and I always copy Senator Allard, and I write Allard, and I copy Senator Salazar. I hear back from Senator Allard's office with an email confirming that they have received it, and he always sends a letter. I'm not saying that he personally has looked into whatever I'm discussing. I never get a letter back from Salazar's office, and I support Senator Salazar very, very much. But I do respect Allard's office for at least responding back with his position on things. We need to become active just like the Republicans. You know, when you fight a war, sometimes you got to fight it on the enemy's turf and on their tactics. That's how we need to begin to respond to a lot of these issues that are going on.
I agree 100%. Great call. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
All right. 7:45, 15 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Carl Rove, what did Bush or Cheney know about it? And also, you can talk about the Supreme Court and Sandra Day O'Connor as well. We'll take more of your calls coming up. I got two lines open at 303.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
760 and new BCI at Flatirons Golf Course for a networking breakfast at 7:30. Then hit the driving range with free range balls or a round of...
Dedicated to raising the awareness of the American public about the critical need for making energy independence a national priority and to using grassroots support to achieve our independence by the year 2025. You can get involved today. Eliminate 1 in 14 trips to reduce gasoline usage by 7%, which would come out to 555,000 barrels a day. Or replace household electric water heaters with solar water heating systems to reduce fuel consumption by 50 to 80%. Go to www.ei2025.org and sign the national petition.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Hello?
Mrs. Anderson, this is the collections department.
Oh, hi. Listen, I'm sorry I haven't made my payment yet. I'll get it in as soon as I can.
Mrs. Anderson, I've noticed that you've only been paying the minimum.
Nobody else could get away with it. He's holding this position, and yet people keep saying, well, I don't think he knew. Well, if he didn't know, we need to get him out of there. We need to get him out of there anyway. And that bunch, that administration, is as crooked as the day is long. So it's really hard to know who did what, who leaked what. They're a tight-knit little group, and they watch each other's back very, very carefully. So,
well, I think we got a door into the administration through Karl Rove. If it turns out that Karl Rove knowingly leaked Valerie Plame's name as a CIA agent, then you got a doorway into the administration. Now the question is, who else in the administration knew about this?
Well, I think Karl Rove is a true criminal, and I think Dick Cheney, the question therein lies, how big of a crook he is as well. But they all are crooks, and I truly, truly believe that Karl Rove, he is as bad as I've ever seen anybody. I mean, he is just evil to the core. And I'd like to know why everything, and I've said this all along, why everything with this administration, they've told lie after lie after lie. They've pulled everything under the sun and gotten away with it. And everything is swept under the rug. Nothing is ever brought to fruition, and I'd like to know why.
Media, as John Nichols said, the media practices stenography rather than reporting.
Sure.
That's the reason. The media lets the administration off the hook.
And I'd also like to say I really agreed with you. I heard you comment earlier on the journalists that have refused to out their source. I also believe if a law has been broken, there is no viable excuse, there is no viable reason for keeping somebody's name secret. That needs to come out, and everybody keeps saying, well, Robert Novak, has just skated through this with no attention being given.
But he struck some kind of a deal.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that guy's pretty crooked, too, I think, pretty shady.
He's very slimy, yeah, I agree.
So anyway. Well, thanks so much for taking my call, Jay. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
303-713-7600. And, you know, that's the other facet of this. I should have asked John Nichols this. It's the other facet of the story. Should Judith Miller and Matthew Cooper, Judith Miller of the New York Times and Matthew Cooper of Time Magazine, should reporters reveal their sources if the law has been broken? Let's go to Bill Monument. Bill, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. Thanks.
Hi, Bill.
Thanks for taking my call. A couple of comments. The comment about Bob Novak is very interesting, or the issue surrounding Bob Novak. I too, wondered for a long time why it was that Mr. Novak escaped the same sort of, apparently escaped, the same sort of scrutiny that Miller and Cooper did. And in recent days, he has come out and spoken a little bit about this topic. And he says, he claims that when the time is right, he'll come out and say everything he knows. As much as I despise that man, and by the way, whenever anybody talks about Bob Novak, or when you talk about him, I think you should always use the word conservative Republican commentator.
Yeah, because that's what he is. You're right.
Because he isn't just any old guy, you know. So for people that don't follow this stuff, they need to understand that he isn't just, you know, sitting out there, you know, for some bizarro reason that nobody can fathom. It doesn't take much to connect the dots to figure out what might be going on with Mr. Novak, that he could be might be protected in some way by the higher-up Republican operatives that got this whole piece of crap going. But in his defense, and I hope you understand, I don't like this man at all, but he might actually have already spoken to the special prosecutor. He might have already given up the name. We don't know that because he's not talking. And the special prosecutor's not talking.
Yeah, you got a good point there. He might have already told him what he knows, but apparently he did strike some kind of a deal.
Oh, yeah, because they're not coming after him. I mean, and it's so obvious to everybody that just, you know, looks a micrometer beneath the surface on this. Novak's the guy that actually printed Plame's name.
Yeah, exactly.
And he actually came out. He's the one that did the outing. So you would think he would be the first person that this prosecutor would go after, and he probably did. My opinion is I think he went after him, and I think that Novak came clean really quick because, you know, you look at the guy, he looks like a weasel to start with. He doesn't look like he has any spine or backbone, and he probably caved so fast and said, oh, yeah, it was Rover, or, you know, it was, you know, somebody in the administration. And the prosecutor said, fine, okay, now I got one guy that fingered him. Let me find out what these other who these other journalists got this information from. I'll triangulate, and if I get another person to corroborate, then I really have a case to go after.
Well, the story is, you know, the story in Newsweek, and Michael Isikoff's story in Newsweek, is that one of Cooper's sources was Karl Rove.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, that could be, you know, we could all just be sitting here in bated breath waiting for the end game to play out. And in regards to one of your callers that called up earlier, a very mild-mannered guy, but clearly on the Republican side.
Oh, Jeff in Arvada.
Yeah. And he was implicating that, or implying that Democrats should, you know, somehow are guilty in pursuing this whole topic, guilty of the same sin that the Republicans were guilty of in going after Clinton. You know, these kinds of people, you know, really tick me off because they come across sounding very, very sober and very aware. But the bottom line is there's still people that have drunk the Kool-Aid with the Republicans. There's a huge difference between what they did to Clinton and what's going on here. They did to Clinton something that stemmed truly from a hidden agenda. They simply did not want – they wanted to undermine his authority. They didn't want that man to have one iota of credibility.
No, that's very true.
On anything. You know, what they were going after was immaterial because we all saw that nothing came of any of that crap except for Monica Lewinsky, and I still don't think that was any crime. Of course, the way he handled it was stupid. But what we're doing here and what people are what's supposedly trying to happen here is much like what happened with Watergate. Hey, follow a trail. Something stinks here.
Yep.
Open up the door and see what the smell is creating.
That's right. See where it goes. Bill, thank you, man. Great call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. We'll continue this at 303-713-7600. Does Karl Rove lead to either?
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out ShastasDoghouse.com.
Includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil. Synthetic oils, custom wheels, and diesel vehicles extra. Most vehicles available participating Colorado Front Range locations only. Expire September 4th.
We can't stop Al Franken from talking, and we don't want to. So we're playing fewer commercials. This is KKZN Fort and Boulder, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman, the lawyer for senior White House political advisor Karl Rove, says his client did speak with a reporter from Time Magazine and the New York Times, but never once uttered the name of CIA operative Valerie Plame. This is the investigation into who was responsible for revealing her identity continues. Syndicated columnist Robert Novak was the first to break the story, but attributed his sources to unidentified government officials. Rove's attorney, Robert Luskin, maintains his client was not a source for the Novak article. His latest declaration on the issue comes at a time when the special prosecutor in the case is calling for the jailing of the Time Magazine journalist Matthew Cooper and Judith Miller of the New York Times. Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald is also calling for testimony from Cooper before the grand jury, saying